Welcome to No Longer Conformed. Excuse me. Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying It's Never Too Late, Bible Bits from Genesis. In this session, we'll be looking at Genesis chapter 16, verses 16 to 21, different kinds of fathers. God is a father, and Christians are his children. If earthly fathers give a physical picture of this truth, it should be no wonder so many people reject Jesus Christ. Imagine for a moment with me, just as we look at this issue, imagine for a moment three concentric circles, kind of a target. The outer circle is all fathers. The middle circle is some fathers. And the bullseye is just a few fathers. First, the outer circle. All fathers are honored by children. It's the requirement because of the role. Ephesians 6:2. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. This includes even the worst possible examples. We usually preach about fathers differently than we do mothers. Fathers have the greater responsibility, and yet so many avoid it. So all fathers are honored by their children. Second, the middle circle. Some fathers are praised by others. It's often a response due to performance, based on what they do rather than who they are. There are good fathers, praised for what they do, in addition to being honored for who they are, you know, the role that they have. Some fathers are praised by others. And then third, the bullseye. Few fathers are approved by God. It's because of their commitment based on their relationship with God in Christ. These are godly fathers, approved for how they choose, commitment, praised for what they do, performance, and honored for who they are, their role. How do you know if you are a father approved by God? Well, let's read text, Genesis chapter 18, verses 16 to 21. Then the men rose from there and looked toward Sodom, and Abraham went with them on the way. And the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I'm doing? Since Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I have known him in order that he may command his children and his household after him, that they keep the way of the Lord to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him." And the Lord said, "Because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grave, I will go down and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry against it that has come to me. And if not, I will know." God was about to destroy Sodom, and yet he took the time to inform Abraham about his plan. And why did he do that? Because of their relationship. One reason is on the surface in verses 22 down to verse 23. Abraham's intercession. Then the men turned away from there and went toward Sodom, but Abraham still stood before the Lord. And Abraham came near and said, "Would you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there were 50 righteous within the city. Would you also destroy the place and not spare it for the 50 righteous that were in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous should be as the wicked. Far be it from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? So the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. And then Abraham answered, said, indeed, now I, who am but dust and ashes, have taken upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose there were 5 less than the 50 righteous. Would you destroy all the city for lack of 5? So he said, if I find there 45, I will not destroy it. And he spoke to him yet again and said, suppose there should be 40 found there. So he said, I will not do it for the sake of 40. Then he said, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Suppose 30 should be found there. So he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, indeed, now I have taken upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 should be found there. So he said, I will not destroy it for the sake of 20. And then he said, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak, but once more, suppose 10 should be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for the sake of 10. Then the Lord went his way as soon as he had finished speaking with Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place. Why does God tell of the sins and coming judgment of people of people to his people? Well, Isaiah 59, verse 16. He saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his own arm brought salvation to him, and his own righteousness, it sustained him. 2 Peter 3, 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Another reason requires a deeper look. Abraham was a godly man and a godly father. From our text, we can see 3 characteristics of a godly man and father. First, a godly father is a friend of God and knows his business. Genesis 18, 17, and the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham what I'm doing? Those who live in close communication with the Lord learn much about him, about his ways, about his plans. We learn about God through his word, the Bible. John 15, 15, no longer do I call you servants, Jesus said, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I've called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. Well, let me ask you, are you aimed at the bullseye as a friend of Jesus, studying the Word of God? Second, a godly father has faith in the Lord and is affected by it. Verse 18. Verse 14, since Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Verse 14, is there anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Faith demonstrated by Abraham. Look at, again, Genesis 15, verses 1 through 6. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, do not be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield, your exceeding great reward. But Abram said, Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus? Then Abram said, look, you have given me no offspring. Indeed, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, this one shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir. Then he brought him outside and said, look now toward the heaven and count the stars if you are able to number them. And he said to him, so shall your descendants be. And he believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him as righteousness. What is faith? Well, Hebrews chapter 11 in verse 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. How important is faith? Well, it says, and he believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness. Go over to Hebrews chapter 11, verses 8 through 12. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out of the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, with their heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is on the seashore. And then if you drop down to verse 17, by faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. And he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, in whom it was said, in Isaac your seed shall be called, concluding that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. So let me ask you, are you aimed at the bullseye as a friend of Jesus Christ, studying the word of God? A godly father, third, is obedient to the Lord and must demonstrate trust. Verse 19, for I have known him in order that he may command his children and his household after him, that they keep the way of the Lord to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him. Abraham was obedient and dependent. Look at Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 4, his original calling. Now the Lord said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in all the families of the earth, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Apply and teach to apply. It's a process of continuously being transformed. Don't leave it to the church. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Are you aimed at the bullseye through obedience to the Lord, applying the truth? You answer that, and you have a great day.